Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Rabbi James Jacobson Mazels for AJWS. In Parshat Bo, our Parsha, when describing the final plague about to be wrought on the Egyptians, God declares, "On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment." The Midrash explains that God is referring to the Pesach sacrifice, in which the Israelites slaughtered a lamb, one of the Egyptians' gods, to demonstrate that they recognized the worthlessness and the illusory nature of the pagan idols. The Midrash says that Israel will not depart from Egypt until they slaughter the gods of the Egyptians before their eyes, that I may make known to them that their gods are nothing. The physical leaving of Egypt here, the short-term solution to slavery, was not enough. The Israelites had to abandon the Egyptian belief systems, their gods, their idols, in order to reach true and lasting liberation. Challenging the core beliefs and assumptions, the idols, of systems of oppression is what makes liberation from injustice possible today as well. When working for sustainable solutions in the developing world, we must not merely remedy the facts on the ground, but deeply transform the systems, ideologies, and values that perpetuate them. Today, one of the most egregious idols is our own consumption. This worship expresses itself in a few remarkable statistics. Americans are disproportionate over consumers. We constitute only 5% of the world's population, and yet we consume 30% of its resources. We also create a tremendous amount of waste through our constant desire for the new and improved. Of the total material flow that moves through the system of production for America, only 1% is still in product or use 6 months after its sale in North America. Indeed, watching TV and shopping are Americans' two major leisure activities, reinforcing a national identity tied to purchasing and ownership. Retailing analyst Victor Lebo, back when this system came into existence really, expressed the centrality and devotional nature of consumption in American culture. He said, "Our enormously productive economy demands that we make consumption our way of life, that we convert the buying and use of goods into rituals, that we seek our spiritual satisfaction, our ego satisfaction, and consumption. We need things consumed, burned up, replaced, and discarded at an ever-accelerating rate." Even those of us who see ourselves as somewhat immune to this culture worship at its altar, buying new clothes as our old, still wearable ones go out of style, abandoning old phones or computers in favor of the newer, more exciting model, and not giving nearly as much of our resources away as we actually could. I know this to be true of myself, and so my challenge, our challenge, is to attempt to more fundamentally question our assumptions of ownership that underlie the idols worshipped at the cathedrals of capitalism, the mall, the factory, the ad agency. We may feel that our consumption choices impact us alone, but in fact, the poverty of the developing world fundamentally rests on our own buying habits and the global system of production that supports them. Many of the cheap consumer goods that we purchase are only made possible by the abuse of humans and natural resources in the developing world. Cheap labor, unsafe working conditions, and the expropriation of natural resources are linchpins of the system that produce the goods we consume. A religion of consumerism more fundamentally rests on the theology of ownership that sees what we earn and acquire as ours to be disposed of as we wish, rather than as conditional gifts on loan from God to be used with wisdom and compassion. It assumes, as Egyptian culture did, that everything can be owned and should be owned, including human lives, whether in the enslavement of the Israelites or the exploitation of the poor in developing countries in order to produce cheap goods to meet our demand. In order to liberate ourselves from the false and oppressive idol of consumerism and the abuses it causes, we, like the Israelites, must strive for the liberation embodied in the Promised Land. one in which ownership and exploitation are fundamentally challenged, for no land or human can ultimately be owned by any power other than God. We must have the courage and commitment to slay the idols to which we pay homage, and so move from the slavery, idolatry, and pain of consumption to the liberation, generosity, and joy of the divine.